Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is Tuesday and it is City Commission Day. They have a legislative meeting coming up tonight, 7 o'clock at City Hall. And of course, capacity limited to 29 for the public. If you want to go attend that in person, you can also do what a lot of folks have been doing and watching those online, cityofmhk.com/TV, Cox Cable Channel 3, or on the city's Facebook page. It's another great option you have to view the meeting tonight, and it's good to stay engaged with your local government. We have a couple guests on here today. Manhattan Mayor Wynn Butler is one of them. Good morning, Mr. Butler.
Good morning. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you as well. Deputy City Manager Jason Hildres is also here today. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, pleasure to have you in here this morning. We got a meeting tonight, 7 o'clock. There's quite a bit on the agenda here tonight, a lot of routine stuff, but we start off with kind of the hot topic right now, and that is the mask ordinance. You had the first reading a couple weeks ago, second reading here tonight, and you know, I know a lot of people are curious to see kind of what the will of the commission is going to be here tonight. I got some pretty good ideas of how people are feeling at this point, but that is something that is going to get discussed after Riley County voted on their matter yesterday for local health order number 21.
Yeah, we have a general agenda item here, a second reading of an ordinance. As you mentioned, March 2nd, the commission passed first reading. We anticipate a discussion this evening talking about the three options that are available to the commission. They can pass it with a date certain. They can pass it with an uncertain date, actually just kind of leave it open-ended. And then they can obviously let it expire here at the end of the month. Same three options, really, that were in front of them on March 2nd. We got some feedback and some direction to go ahead and move forward with that for the 16th second reading. Some of our commissioners were looking to the EOC and the county to see what they would do by way of looking at dates. But as we have brought up before, this has been in place since July. We've extended it multiple times. The last time it was extended was towards the end of 2020. And then it had an expiration date here of the end of March. So the commission has this in front of them this evening. We'll get some direction on how they'd like to proceed. But again, those three options are available to them.
All right. Well, April 1st is when it currently, as written, is set to expire. Mayor Butler, I know what Riley County did yesterday is kind of what you've been kind of saying all along here, isn't it?
Yeah, I think what happened with the Riley County Commission, it meets my intent. You know, there's different ways you can do it. What I've always advocated was that we have a process that has the EOC and the Riley County Health Department involved in it, and we should support it, whether we like their decision or not. That's our process. Otherwise, we should change the process. So, you know, earlier during this pandemic, they didn't have a mask mandate, and I thought we should have supported that, and the city didn't. We went our own way, and we obstructed the health department and the EOC, and we didn't team play it. And I said, now I think we've come full circle. You know, the EOC has put out, you know, a concept yesterday. Julie, you know, said she'd listen to, as I listened to the meeting, that she got input from all kinds of different people and came to the conclusion that there should be a firm date, 16 May, and the county should extend the mask ordinance till 16 May and include the city, which I always thought was important. You know, if you're a county health department, how can you exclude the city, which has most of your people in it, when you're making a decision? And that's just ludicrous. And so they made a decision. Now, a lot of people don't agree with their decision, you know, because they don't buy into masks. And I'm not going to, you know, it doesn't matter what I think personally about masks. My position has always been that we need to support our process. And I've always said I'll support what the health department does, you know, if I agree with it or not, because that's our process. And so I'm happy with the outcome because I did want to see us be consistent. And so in my mind, the only way to do that, because as the county discussed yesterday, they can't enforce anything on the Pott County side. Now they did say, well, the box stores will probably keep it in place anyway, so it doesn't matter, you know, that much. But I think in order to show support for the health department and the EOC process, the city should just mirror what they're doing so that it applies on the Pott County side. and that's caused me to come down on the, you know, 16 May date. That's good enough. And I also think I like what the health department did as far as loosening up all the restrictions. We don't have a lot of restrictions in the city. You know, the restaurants are, you know, full up. There seems to be a lot of people out there. There are some people that don't like that. They think the you know, health department should have stayed more restrictive. But again, have whatever opinion you want. Let's support the health department and what they're doing. And I think they're doing a good job.
Well, you know, and you mentioned that, and just for the rest of us maybe aren't as aware with what's going on at the government level. If the city were to opt to extend the mask ordinance, to me it would seem that would just create more confusion here, because you'd have Raleigh County and you'd have the city of Manhattan with separate ordinances, and maybe it's just a little redundant. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, we need to be aligned, and that's the point. Raleigh County can't tell the Pot County side of the city what to do. So, you know, that county line straddling the city is just an issue with fire and EMS and police and everything, and with this. So how do you get as close to aligning it as possible? You mirror the Raleigh County Health Department order. And so you take the city ordinance and say, okay, they have a mask mandate. We'll include it, and we'll use their date, 16 May. And then we're good to go. We're aligned, you know, citywide. And then, you know, there is going to be a difference in enforcement. You know, the county's got no enforcement. They're not going to send RCPD out to write you a ticket. Technically, the city can. But how many tickets have we written? I think only two. Only two, based on my count. So, you know, people are going to say, well, you're not enforcing it. RCPD is not actively out there trying to chase you down for not wearing a mask. And in the cases where the tickets were written, it was pretty egregious. I mean, it was over the top what happened there. So, you know, those people wanted to be written a ticket, and they got the ticket they wanted.
You know, with regards to the Pottawatomie County side of the town, there's not a lot of residents that live over there. I think you can probably count it on two hands. It's largely a retail district. And most of those retailers, if you walk in, I know if you go to Walmart and try not to wear a mask, they're going to stop you right at the door and tell you to throw a mask on you, and they're not going to let you in.
No, that's correct. And I think, you know, when you think back, if you're one of the managers of a corporation, think about the frustration level for a big box store with 50 states and all kinds of counties and cities, and everybody's got different rules. It's got to be very frustrating. So, you know, they made corporate decisions to just say, okay, you know, we want you to wear a mask. And so even after 16 May, you know, the Raleigh County health order probably will end at 16 May, which means the city one will end 16 May. But that doesn't mean Walmart still won't require you to wear a mask. And people will just have to deal with that.
Well, you know, and Jason, I might just ask you here, we're seeing the numbers go down. We're, you know, more people are getting vaccinated. COVID numbers have plummeted here in the last month. Are we starting to see business come back here? I've noticed a lot more activity going on downtown in Aggieville and really all across town.
Yeah, it's anecdotal right now. I mean, we're 2 months always in the lag, you know, for sales tax reports. But anecdotally, I would agree with you. We had several people comment about 45-minute and hour waits in restaurants, which it's been a while since we've seen that in Manhattan. It's good to see. It means folks are back out and they're engaging and they're, participating in commerce in our community. And that's what we have long desired, to get through this, take the precautions we needed. But, you know, as we phase out, it's going to have a little bit of a struggle, just like when we phased in. There's going to be folks that aren't quite ready to do everything. And there are going to be folks that are chomping at the bit to get out there and engage. So it'll take a little bit of a, you know, and we've seen it. We've seen it even at the commission level. Last couple of weeks, there's just been some jockeying around about where do we want to land here. And I would agree with the mayor. I appreciate where the county, the Board of Health, and our Julie Gibbs have been throughout this entire process and where they're at today. I think it's in line with the majority of the expectation.
All right. Well, we'll take a break. We'll talk about some other things going on here at the City Commission meeting tonight. We've got Deputy City Manager Jason Hilgers and Manhattan Mayor Wynn Butler, our guests here on In Focus this morning. More after this.